since the Second World War. Indeed. Who needs sleep? Sleep is for the weak. What if you could find a way to cheat sleep and cram more into your day? It sounds like quite a plan I can never fit enough in. Akshat Rakhdi is a reporter at Quartz, and he did just that. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You decided to cut down on the hours you slept for an entire year. Tell us how you did it.
So I was a graduate student, and I had flexibility as a lab-going chemist to try and do work whenever I could. And I had also left India to go to Oxford in the UK, and I was very excited to sort of do more than just lab work. And to get the extra time, what I did was I moved into a polyphasic sleeping schedule, which is where I slept for 3.5 hours at night and took 3 or maybe 4, depending on the day as I feel, 3 or 4 20-minute naps in the day. And so that was me sleeping 4.5 hours down from 8 hours, which I used to before, and I couldn't get away without those 8 hours. So I was pleasantly surprised I could do it.
Pleasantly, I'm amazed. You did this in 2009 when you were finishing the first and the hardest year of your doctorate. Wouldn't dealing with a lack of sleep have made that year a whole lot harder? Like, you're doing your PhD, there's quite a lot of concentration that it requires.
So not really. It was the first 3 weeks where I had to deal with poor concentration, not being able to think as creatively as I would be as a normal average sleeping human. But once I was in the schedule, I actually functioned better than I would have on a normal sleeping schedule.
You say you slept in these 20-minute blocks, which I find kind of impressive because I'm a terrible napper. So I got to say, the idea of just putting yourself down for those kind of really concentrated cap naps would be an absolute failure for me. Did you find that easy to do?
So I think that was the part of the training, apart from being able to get up after 3.5 hours at night. The most important training was being able to get those naps in 20 minutes. And I agree that it's hard, but having, you know, it's 5 years, 6 years from when I did the experiment, and I can still get those 20-minute naps, and I'm not polyphasic anymore. So I think it's not just about having like the sleep pressure that I had in that year, which forced me to get those 20-minute naps, but I think it's also some form of training that I think helps you get that really short nap.
How did you use your newfound time? Because you must have had a whole lot more time on your hands.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Maybe I spent a little more time in the lab than I would have normally, but I used the remaining time to do a bunch of things. So the sort of social and sport side of Oxford University was fantastic. So I dove into that. I joined a bunch of societies. And it was kind of a period where it was I could explore what I wanted to do in life. And one of those things was I took up writing, and I'm now a journalist.
Fantastic. That's a whole lot of extra time. If you're just tuning into RN Drive, my guest is Akshat Rakhdi, a reporter with the business news publication Quartz, who cheated sleep for a whole year. So why did you stop? You sounded like you kind of had a grip on it. You were enjoying it.
Yes, and at the end of my 1 year, I was blogging through this period. At the end of the year, I wrote a post at the end of the first year when I finished this. I wrote a blog post saying I was very positive. I wanted to continue this. But then I went to this conference. It was a conference of Nobel laureates in Lindau. And for a week, I couldn't get a nap. And I was okay with it because I really wanted to be there at the conference, but I didn't realize that it would break my schedule, my sleeping schedule, so badly that getting back into it would be a lot of effort. And so when I came back, I tried to get back into it, but it was, I didn't feel like I would want to give another 3 weeks of that adjusting difficult period to it. And so I started sleeping as a normal human being does.
There's been some research into just what you did, but is it fair to say we're still not completely sure of the long-term effects of this kind of staggered sleep?
Oh, absolutely. And I wasn't sure going in. So I was very as a graduate student, as a science student, I was very skeptical too, and I'd let all my friends know that if there is anything awry, then I should you should tell me and I will stop. And since then, I've learned more about this science of sleep, and more so, there have been scientists who've been working, and specifically in the last few years, have come to realize that one of the critical aspects of sleep is that it clears the waste in your brain while you're sleeping. Throughout your body, it happens normally through the day, even when you're active, but in the brain, waste clearance happens only at night. And all sorts of problems can happen if that waste is not cleared, Alzheimer's, and all the cognitive impairment diseases that you can think of. So that is now the most compelling reason I've come across from the science of sleep to not force yourself to reduce the hours of sleep you would naturally do.
It's been so fascinating to talk to you. And I just want to check if you felt this way too. Did you feel amazing that you were surviving full days on such little sleep while everyone around you had their 8 hours?
Yes, I had a source of motivation to keep doing it. I used to talk to people about it. People, were very amazed at the ability to do it. And once I got into it and didn't feel like effort, I said, that is an extra bit of time that I can use to do things. And I did use to do many things. So I'm glad I did it, but I probably wouldn't do it
Yeah, go and have a sleep in. Thank you so much for joining
again.
us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Akshat Rakhdi, a reporter with the business news publication Quartz, who cheated sleep for a whole year. He spoke to us via Skype. You're listening to RN Drive with me, Patricia Karvelis, right across Australia, online and the Asia Pacific.